whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Oh, let's talk about Tyreek Hill. You want to talk about Tyreek Hill?
We have to. We have no choice. So much to talk about.
We were so excited when we were doing a podcast. We were in the middle of recording a podcast when it happened in a flash, man, where one, it started as a rumor. And this is all during the recording. It started as a rumor. Tyreek wants out of Kansas City, and the Jets and the Dolphins are the two teams that could be interested. And you're like, oh, what was it, 20 minutes later? The idea was Dolphins and Tyreek Hill are nearing an extension, yada, yada, yada. Wasn't it like that quickly?
Oh, it was. It was one of the coolest. I mean, we felt like little kids, like just finding out, I don't know, like Santa Claus is coming to town or something. You're going to go do something that you've been waiting for your whole life. I mean, it changed. We were so stoked when that happened. Yeah, it was awesome.
And we had 2 years where he was the Energizer Bunny, man. Like 1,700 yards back-to-back years. He was catching every pass. The usage was out of this world. And he got awarded. He got named the best player in the NFL. It's crazy how poorly things have gone since. He gets a contract extension. He gets his money guaranteed for 2024 and partially for 2025. And he, man, just was nowhere to be found on the field. Two catches on three targets for 20 yards. I think I saw he played less than half the team snaps. And Josh, after the game, he basically said, I want out, man. I'm too much of a competitor to be acting like this and to be not be playing in the playoffs. But I think anyone could say, man, if he plays better, I think the Dolphins season looks a little different as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it just comes after, you know, so many years of sitting here and saying everything that we've heard about Tyreek Hill, you know, that's all bullcrap, right? This is a guy that's been, you know, a locker room leader. We hear all these right things. He's going out there and balling out and nearing 2,000 yards. And then this year, as soon as Tua Tagovailoa goes down, man, I speculated maybe took a, you know, he kind of just, I don't want to say checked out, man, but it just seemed like he almost checked out. And now as with this game, he was so frustrated at the end of this one. He basically said, I'm opening the door and I won out, man. He basically said, I won out. And, you know, I don't know what's going to come from that, right? The Dolphins, I'm sure they may be even considering getting rid of Tyreek Hill this offseason if they could. But, you know, him just coming out right then and there and saying he wants out kind of forces the Dolphins' hands. I don't think anything came out yet today, whether or not I know Mike McDaniel and a lot of the players said he had to calm down. And, you know, let's see if it, take it with a grain of salt. Let's see how he feels, you know, a couple days later. But if Tyreek Hill wants out, man, the Dolphins are going to have to move on from him. And it's just like you said, man, it's so crazy when 2 years ago this dude was the number one player in the NFL and an elite presence that defenses just could not stop. And here we are, Snoop Huntley, two catches.
I've been so mad all day, and I was so excited to come out here and vent. But at this point, man, I'm just like a little tired of the whole thing. Like, this franchise bent over backwards, and you know, this is a team that prides itself on having their meetings 24 minutes past the hour because they've gone 24 years without making the playoffs. This team was trending in the right direction before Tyreek Hill got here. It was trending in the right direction when he got here. He's still here. He's got paid, and it's trending a lot in the wrong direction. I saw Jerome Baker. He tweeted out LOL, whether it was Sunday night or Monday morning, and Dolphin fans and right there with them, you get a defensive about your team. I think people were defensive when people said that, you know, we don't want to see the Dolphins in the playoffs, but can you really blame them when you got Snoop Huntley and this clown show going on? But Jerome Baker, he tweets out LOL, and a lot of fans get upset and they're posting his numbers. What I think the LOL comes from is when you sign someone like Tyreek Hill, the Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, or Jalen Ramsey, excuse me, all of them, you have to change how your roster is constructed. And, you know, we've said in the past, Josh, there was a tight end, I always joke about his name, that the Dolphins side in the Flores era, Seathan Carter. Like, you sign Seathan Carter for like a 3-year, $15 million deal, and you're like, you know, whatever. But you're looking for ways to win in the margins. When you sign those guys, you can no longer sign the Seathan Carters. On top of that, you got to cut some guys who have been there since the beginning, who have grown, have developed with the team. They went through that brutal 2019 season. They went through the heartaches of 2017, 18. Jerome Baker. So what I kind of think happened there is you see someone like Baker who went through all the heartache. Like us as fans, like we have to sit there and deal with every single shit kicking possible. And we can't do anything than say, all right, guys, I hope you do it next time. Like, we're going to sit here and support you. We hope you do it next time. For those games to keep happening, and Tyreek, when he's barely involved, like, this isn't a situation where, like, they Broncos barely won and Miami was in this game to the end, and then Tyreek was open and he dropped it. He was barely involved in this game. This isn't something where his emotions should have been at such a high. The fact he got paid so much money by this franchise and we got to deal with the Happy New Year, especially to the Chiefs. Dude, this isn't some, like, mid-level guy. This is, like, one of your top paid players, one of the top five highest paid wide receivers in the NFL, just continuously doing these situations, these things where my opinion doesn't matter. I certainly understand that, but I'm just so sad that we have to deal with this. I am so sad that Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell, these dudes worked their entire ass off for an entire season. And you have Tyreek Hill saying, I didn't try in practice. You have Tyreek Hill, not even a calendar month later, saying from I didn't try and practice to I'm such a competitor, I belong in the playoffs, in the same locker room as those guys. It just makes me sad that we have to sit here and do this and talk about this, where we just know that Drew Rosenhaus is going to walk into Chris Greer's office and we're going to get a situation where Drew's going to show up on some TV show and or social media, whatever it might be, and he'll be like, Chris Greer was very professional and we were able to work through things, and Tyreek Hill is really excited to be back with the Dolphins next year. And that is code for, we did not stick up for this. We did not stick up for our franchise. We are letting this guy continuously clown us, but as long as he gets two receptions for 20 yards on his three carries, or on his three targets, we can find a way to get him paid his $30 million. It's just sad, man. It's sad.
Dude, your Drew Rosenhaus impression was absolutely perfect. And as we're doing this, I mean, at some point throughout the day, it's a snow day here in Pennsylvania. I went out with the kids. I came back in. Tyreek Hill changed his profile picture to the Antonio Brown, you know, peaced out. Like, I quit on my team. So
is that something you want to be proud of? Like, anybody on the entire universe, do you really want to wake up and say, as a receiver, Antonio Brown, incredible? If you want to say as a receiver, I'd love to be like Antonio Brown. But you want to say, I want to be like this guy. Like, whatever, dude. Like, we got to root for this guy, man. That sucks. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No. I always do, man. We're venting through this because I think, like you mentioned, man, we sit here and all day long, we have all these emotions and thoughts going through our head, and then we get on here, and it's just like, I'm just tired, man. And it's just so hard because it just feels like it's just the same rotation we're constantly stuck in. I want to ask you, Jake, and maybe this is just me being an older head, but hearing Tyreek Hill say that, okay, I get you're frustrated, man. You didn't hit 1,000 yards. You weren't out there. It sounded like he took himself out of the game. Let's just clarify that right away. It sounded like he was, like you mentioned, the Meadowlands are putting the Broncos Chiefs game up there. He realizes the game's over. His wrist already hurts. He's probably frustrated. You know, they have QB1 out all year. Okay, I don't get my 1,000 yards, whatever. He was mad he once traded. But being a fan of this team, you know, I'm sitting here, not only did he quit on the team, but he said that he wanted out. I mean, at this point, I don't know that I even want him back, right? I don't know what the cap situation is going to be. I think we can already look at, you know, the Stephon Diggs trade that resulted in a second rounder, Davante Adams, a conditional third. That's probably what you're looking at here for Tyreek Hill. You're not getting that first, the second, two fourths like the Dolphins gave up. But at this point, I don't even know that I want him back if this is your attitude, man. Like, if you are 8-9 and you didn't make the playoffs for the first time with this team, and this is your, like, this is what you become, I mean, that's the real Tyreek Hill, I think. And I forget who said it, but if a person shows you who they are, you should know that that's who that person is. And I pushed a lot of stuff aside morally, you know, to root for Tyreek Hill, that I feel like at this point, man, I'm putting the deuces up, right?
You can only be burnt so many times. And I think that, yeah, there are things that are overlooked. I got it here. And Over the Cap, Jason Fitzgerald, I think his name is at Over the Cap, did an excellent job breaking this down. And before I even start, man, I don't think I don't want Chris Greer back with this team either, because he's part of what made this pathetic dance all possible. But he deserves a little credit here, Josh, because I was under the impression that when they signed that new contract, it never added more years. It just guaranteed more money. And I took that as like 2024 locked in, 2025 all the way locked in. Not entirely. So if the Dolphins cut Tyreek Hill, $56 million cap hit. That's terrible. We're not even going to talk too much about that. If you wanted to do a post June 1st, I think it costs 40 and then 16 the next year. The Dolphins are still competing. I think Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, whatever happens, is on the hot seat. You have your $30 million guy saying he wants out. If you're Steven Ross, these dudes are on the hot seat. If you get rid of them, it doesn't matter. Either way, if you trade Tyreek Hill, $28.3 million in dead money. which is close to his current cap. So Josh, you mentioned a couple examples, and yeah, I could kind of see like if this is the way it goes, and I really don't want it to be talked down and say, no, I was just emotional. I think you just need to be better for your teammates in that position on that day for the Calais Campbells of the world, even for the Snoop Huntleys of the world. Yeah, let's get Hunter Long in a third round pick, man. I'm good for it. Fine.
You know, I say that, and at the same time, I mean, we're the same fans that, like, just say ridiculous stuff during games, right? Because we're going through the emotions. So I'm saying I want him gone, and I mean, I guess I can sit there and relate to it in a way. But, yeah, man, I think that's what we're looking at, right? A Hunter Long and a conditional third, and I've seen some of the teams float around. I would love to get him in the NFC. I think that's almost a given, but I know some people have said, you know, Panthers would be decent. I know some people have said there was a graphic like Commanders and Raiders or an AFC team, but someone mentioned the Dallas Cowboys. And does that not just seem like a Jerry Jones thing to add him to that offense? So I don't know who's going to come calling, but I do think that if this is truly what Tyreek Hill thinks, and there was even some questions as to whether or not McDaniel even knew he was taking himself out of the game, and that's just a whole nother error. And we're going to have to find out over the next few weeks if they suspend him, right, or anything like that comes down, because we're hearing that the Dolphins could go after some money and this, that, and the other thing. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I think I'm good with that conditional third and Hunter Long. And, man, that just pains me to think of that you gave up
best
all that.
Best player in the NFL, man.
Best player in the NFL. You're celebrating all that stuff. Pick. And what did it acquire? They literally started a Super Wild Card weekend, and now it's no longer the Super Wild Card weekend, and we still don't have anything to show for it, man. So
the Dolphins had a better record with Brian Flores having mental warfare on Tua Tagovailoa than having the number one player in the voted by just players too. This wasn't some like Pro Bowl where a bunch of like K-pop fans can come in and make one skew the entire voting. This was by players and coach. This is by people in the NFL. And dude, that's why I think I'm at the point. If he's on the team next year, there's nothing we could do about it. But It's just sad. It's like just very, very sad about it all. He took his ball. He went home, and I bounced around a little bit there, Josh. But how do you think this ends? Because my Chris Greer, Drew Rosenhaus impersonation, that's how I think this ends. I think, you know, he can be fined from what I've been reading. He can be suspended going into next year, whatever it may be. I don't know. But it's going to be Rosenhaus coming out and saying how the Dolphins could have done all these things, but just because they're such a great organization and they're so stellar they haven't won a game in 25 years, they sweeped that under the table to wipe the slate clean with Tyreek Hill. I really think that's going to happen, and I really don't want it to.
Yeah, you're probably right, and I guess the one thing I keep going back to is during his little rant, I think it was Omar Kelly that posted the video. It was like a 3-minute video, so kudos to him for doing that. But I do think he mentioned something about, you know, you're not able to win games when your QB1's not out there and your franchise quarterback is missing time. And, you know, if that's the way he looks at it, and maybe he sees Tua Tagovailoa's injuries is what's maybe holding them back, and then he's saying, you know what, I just need to go anywhere else but my – and that was his words, right? Or no, that was Jimmy Butler, right? Jimmy Butler was anywhere else but here. I'm sorry. I did not mean to bring that up intentionally. But, yeah, man, I think – they'll probably come to terms, but I feel like that might have been the real Tyreek. And if that's the case, given the Dolphins' salary situation, if a team comes calling, I would accept a trade most likely.
I'm really sticking with your words where you say, like, we say things and there's a lot of emotion behind them. And so I'm trying to find where that angle where I just like
that threw the wrench in everything for me, too. I don't know why I brought that up, man. It made me realize, like, okay.
There was just such a level of respect lost this time, man. It was just you were so unfair to so many people, and you know, you take yourself out. I mean, Teron Armstead, I remember he had his injury, the toe injury in 2022, where the idea he suffered the toe injury against New England Patriots, and doctors told him you can sit out the rest of the year, and he just buckled up and just went back to work. And with Tyreek Hill, it's all year. It's like wrist, wrist, wrist. Oh, he's out with an illness. Oh, he missed practice today. Then why is he at this store?
His store, I think. Yeah. So,
like, and if you want to make the argument, like, you know, it's practice. You know, did you never call out a sick out of school, dude? I don't know if I would have if I was making $30 million. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be elsewhere. And that lack of respect is just very disheartening. Last thought here, Josh, unless you have other things you want to add, I'm all for it. I just wanted to ask, Jalen Waddle, wide receiver one, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we can work with it. I definitely think they need to bring some height to that room, right? I think that's kind of what they're missing, that, you know, big body guy can go up there and sky up. But yeah, I think Jalen Waddle can handle it. I just wonder if his body can, right? That's still the biggest concern here. You got so many elite players that – you know, it's their health that just seems to be an issue. So maybe that's something the Dolphins go with this offseason. How do you feel about Malik Washington, though? Because over these last few weeks, man, he's truly stepped up. So that's definitely a blessing for the Dolphins to have as that slot receiver moving forward. But Jalen Waddle, wide receiver one, I'm here for it.
Put Malik Washington's attitude in Tyreek Hill's body, and then you legitimately have the best player in the NFL. I think that's the best way to look at it. And I don't want to be a broken record, but I kind of, a couple of weeks ago, Josh, when Waddle was out and you saw how Malik Washington was able to work with the motions and how comfortable he was just being a part of that offense, to me at least, it kind of felt like at that point, you're like, not like complete, you know, clone copy, but man, he's doing a lot of the stuff that Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill do. Maybe not like a, maybe like an 8 out of 10 compared to a 10 out of 10, but like for a 6-round pick compared to the money those guys are making, I mean, nailed it, dude. He's a stud.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, you know, again, we retain Chris Greer and almost said Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel, right? They're coming back. Stephen Ross made a statement about that. But I mean, that's kind of those little things that he probably says, you know what, look at Malik Washington out there balling. Look at what I did with Chop Robinson and things like that. So there's so much bad from so many years, but it's just so cloudy to know who is at, you know, fault for that. So I think we all came into this week thinking, okay, Chris Greer needs to go, but he's back. And at this point, I think Stephen Ross is okay with all three of these dudes tied together, even to a time of a low. And if things don't soon change, then maybe he drops the nuke. But to tie this all back to Tyreek Hill, man, I think he's going to be traded.